Open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for everything that you do for us, Father. We just thank you for sending this wonderful Barris family down to us and teaching them to be the messengers that you're wanting them to be, Father. We just cannot thank you enough for everything that you do for us, Father. And just thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us and all the families that are here, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now if I can get you guys to turn your hymnals to page 8. We'll sing Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. This is what Shannon, Alan, and Josh do. By their actions, this is what they do. They are so following what the Lord asked them to do. I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate everything that you guys do. I am glad that you lead this church like you guys lead this church. It's totally amazing.
Thank you, brother.
The theme this year is an anchor theme. And it was kind of hard to outdo what we did last year. So we had kind of, to Family Christian was going out of business, and we found some things that we thought were appropriate. But I kind of wrestled with it a little bit because I don't want to take any of the glory from God the Father, Jesus Christ. He is our Lord, and he is our Savior, and God is our God. And but today we're taking part of the day of worship to thank the Barris family. And so I in no way want to be disrespectful to God. That's why we open and we praise him first. Before I start, I just wanted to mention that today at lunch it's going to be a little crowded in there because I think people feel more comfortable when they get a chance to kind of all try to sit together. So I think if we meander and move and squeeze and show love to one another, we can get as many of all the tables as possible and be able to share. So just be patient with us, please, and we'd appreciate it. There was a little church a long time ago that was down to just 3 or 4 people, adults, and they were struggling to keep their church going. They loved their church. They didn't want to let it go. They put their own money in it. They paid for the utilities. They took turns giving sermons. They did Wednesday nights together. They were praying on their knees. I know Lorraine was one of them, and Lewis and Alba and Georgia, Linda and Larry Trayford, and there were just a couple of others that were, if I don't mention you, I'm sorry, that were holding this church together. But more importantly, they kept they were on their knees praying that God would send them a pastor, anybody. What pastor or what person do you know would come to a church that had 4 people, pretty much? They had nothing to offer, no offense to anyone, except their hearts and their love and their devotion. And they asked God, send us somebody, send us a pastor. We'll love him, we'll take care of him. And of course, you know, there aren't a lot of takers. Not because they didn't have a heart, but because they couldn't afford it. Because you have to work and take care of your family as you're taking care of your pastor family. So God sent them here, and that's why they're here. And I was going to read a poem, and I hope that you enjoy it. It's called The Little Church. There once was a flock that was lost and afraid. It wandered around without direction for days. But the Lord looked down with compassion from above and sent a good shepherd to lead them with love. The shepherd was kind, loving, and wise, and he cherished his flock, no matter color or size. He showed them the way to walk in the light, and he prayed every day for God's true sight. He taught them about the blood of the Lamb and about the Creator, the Great I Am. They flourished and grew through the knowledge they gained about a Savior above who lived without stain. The flock was so thankful to the Lord up above for sending a wise leader who was so full of love. He still leads his flock with a strong, gentle hand, guiding and directing them toward the promised land. The story doesn't end here, in case you didn't know. The flock has greatly multiplied, and even now still grows. The shepherd is our pastor, the sheep our congregation. Our mission is to save every town, city, nation. We are Sunrise Free Will Baptist Church.
Thank you.
the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I think the raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
First Timothy 4:16. And it says, this is, I was reading it in the New Living Translation. This says, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine, continuing in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And in the last 6 years that I've been here, I have watched the sacrifices that the pastor's family have made. And Shannon, even though you are Ellen's wife, and you say you're not a pastor's wife, you are, because you show us how to be just a regular person supporting your husband, doing what God has given you for your gifts. And that is important for all of us to learn. And Pastor Joshua, I've watched you grow and use your gifts and stand up here with the Mission March. Some days when you, in those times when you felt embarrassed, and sometimes when you felt that you're really contributing, I've watched you use your gifts with the sound system and things, and that's been a blessing to us. But Pastor, most often I've watched you grow. I watched you follow Jesus and follow when he said, quit working full time or get rid of your car. And I've watched you give sermons that have had people saved, that you stepped on toes, and that you helped us grow closer. And for them, I want to say thank you, and may God bless all of you.
Well, I had some things written down. Excuse my voice. I've got allergies and I've got a lot of drainage. I had some things written down. It's not going to work.
Amen. How you doing?
It's not going to work. There's so many things that I could thank Alan and his family for. The music pretty much said it all. You've been an anchor for every one of us in here. Through my storm that I went through with my marriage, the different problems I've had, you've helped me. You've taught me with this cattle corn machine to step forward. I can do it. But I also got to have an army of people to help me. And that's
Amen.
What you've got. And that's what the good Lord's got.
Amen.
I've watched different things that you and Josh and Shannon have done, times outside of the church, the joking and the laughing. You're a normal person. Some of the stories is awesome. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. I just could imagine what it would be like living in your home sometimes. It's just been awesome. You've just been a rock to every one of us, and it's got to be so hard for you that I'm sure that everybody in here has come with you for a problem or talked to you about something that you can't share, and that's something that you build up inside. You can't talk to your wife, your kids, your best friend, your brother. That stuff you got to hold in, and we all appreciate that. It's got to be hard to be a pastor. But like I've said before, you know, your family has took a beating. But for them to be right there by your side and you to be with them, they supported you and you've supported Shannon through her school. Mm-hmm. Things that Josh has done that, I mean, there are stories that I'm sure you wanted to wring his neck. And faith, you know, for faith to be gone in the military, I don't even know what that would be like because neither one of my kids did serve. But I guarantee you, I will stand up for the flag.
Amen.
And it's just amazing to walk with you and walk with the Lord. The things that I've went through in my life. You're not judged, and we're not judging you, but we appreciate you and your family just being you. There's so many pastors that are out there that they think that they've got to be on a higher pedestal, and some people put them there, but you're human. And I would just love to say thank you for everything you've done for me, my family, and everybody in this church. Thank you. It's just teaching us how to step forward. Like Carol said, there's times that you've told somebody, man, you just need to quit your job because it's not healthy. I'm in that situation. Yeah. And we've had talks. But it will get better, and I know that because I got the Lord on my side. And
amen.
Amen.
And I've got this family.
Amen.
When you came here, there was four people. Mm-hmm. Look at today.
Yeah.
What does that say? The Lord has brought them to you.
The Lord is doing good.
Because the Lord has brought you here to us. So I won't take up any more time. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right.
This song has been on my heart for 2 weeks. And knowing the Lord like I know him, that's the song he wants me to sing.
Amen.
But I also took liberty with this song to change a few words. But in the changing of the words has not changed the degree of seriousness of the song. But before I do that, I want to say just one thing here. When the Lord brought me here, I thanked him. When the Lord showed me that I have a friend who is a friend that I really never had, but I thanked the Lord for him. I can talk to him. Let me know if I'm right or wrong. And we laugh together like everybody else. And all you can do is thank God for a man like him. The song that the Lord gave me is, I Will Serve Thee, which is his favorite song. But the words have been changed. And I pray that you will still be blessed by it. I will serve thee because you saved me. You have given me another chance. I was nothing when you found me.
Right.
is what we needed. You have given life to us. You have given life to me.
Amen, brother.
This is my friend, Miss Judy, and she has a very sweet, gentle, soft heart, and it makes her very nervous to get in front of people, so she asked me to do the talking. Wonder why. She wanted me to tell you that she loves all of you very, very much, and about an open heart. And she wanted to say that she appreciates everything that you've ever done for her, and she said that she will never, ever forget that you've been such an important part of her life. You married her and her husband. You helped her at the worst and lowest part of her life. I remember when they had a mom pass away. You didn't let anybody take advantage of it. You got in there and took care of it. That's what they needed. And she just wanted to tell you that all of you mean the world to her. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh.
Hi, family.
Hey.
Before I start this, I just want to say thank you for everything, guys. You give me more, been more of a family than a lot of my other family that I don't talk to a lot, so thank you so much. I have a special card for my nephew Joshua. On the front, it says, "Finally, a thank you note that says how we really feel about everything that you do for us and about our church." Mouthful, you ready for this one? We are grateful, happy, excited, elated, bewildered, amazed, loved, adored, cherished, supported, important, fused, over, acknowledged, pleased, obligated, praised, honored, recognized, merry, mirthful, joyful, cheerful, delighted, gleeful, glad, contented, satisfied, raptured, cheerful, jolly, sparkling, enchanted, blissfully, joyful, peaceful, exhilarated, gratified, ecstatic, charmed, pleasant, overjoyed, lighthearted, radiant, vivacious, sunny, smiling, contented, animated, lively, spirited, exuberant, good humor, jubilant, playful, thrilled, carefree, in good spirits, happy as a lark, besides myself, jazzed up, bubbling over, tickled as death, happy-go-lucky, in seventh heaven, on cloud nine, walking on sunshine, high as a kite, forever in your debt, embarrassed, unworthy, pleased as punch, happy as a clam, overjoyed. We love you, Joshua. Yeah.
Miss Connie has a poem for us.
Before I read the poem, I have a special treat for you guys. This is a s'mores kit. And I also have individual s'mores. Because I know how much you like them.
I need one.
This is a poem for pastor's wife. It takes a special person to be a pastor's wife, for it is not an easy task or a simple way of life. Family life is put on hold
vacations are very few. With many needs within our church, there's always lots to do. When people need a helping hand, on you they can depend. For you always try to do your best to be a faithful friend. So keep this a special place so you will always know you are a special gift from God who appreciated it so.
Aww.
Into it. Right, Larry Burcham has a poem also.
A poem about helping the pastor. I'm not very good talking in front of people. I haven't done it that often, so Lord help my pastor. I pray there are many obstacles in his way. Every burden help him bear. Keep him in your loving care. Give him strength and the ability to care for the church and his family. There is so much he has to do. He can't do it alone. He surely needs you. So shelter him in your loving arms. Safe from all danger and unseen harm. Guard his mouth, his heart, and mind. Remove every bit of sin and pride. Shield him in the hour of temptation. May he not be moved by Satan's persuasion. Remove all fears, remove all doubt. By your spirit, be his mouth, so he will speak a word that's due to bring your people near to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, looks like we got another awesome group coming up, too. We got Miss Terry and Mr. Darrell.
All right.
So thankful we have a shepherd leading this church. A shepherd is someone you follow. So there's a very awesome responsibility that the shepherd carries because they're responsible for so many lives. But I appreciate the shepherd because of who he follows.
Amen.
As I see him follow, he gives me a pattern. And that's what's so important, to have a good shepherd. That they follow correctly so that you and I can follow as we should. And I just give God thanks for sending us a man that's so in love with God and his people. And because we have a good shepherd, he creates a great atmosphere as we come to church. He builds a church, not just to have attendance, but spiritual bodies.
I can feel his mighty power
There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of His garment. I can almost see His face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of His joy. I know without a doubt that I've been
singing, brother?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not a singer.
Lead us off. All right, Alan, I need you to stand right here. Okay. You, Alan. There are no other Alans in the room, right? Just checking. All right, now look this way for a moment, and I'll tell you when you can face forward. No
peeking. Okay, no,
back
this way. To the window.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Straight
jacket.
Is this
going to hurt?
Not too much. Just kidding.
Jesus is the one who took the nails for
you. Oh, cute.
Okie dokie. All right, Alan, face forward.
Well,
to face your congregation.
Face your left.
Yes, there you go.
I look back.
All right, so I wouldn't be a teacher unless I came up here and taught you some knowledge on the ideal pastor. No, you can't look yet, you cheater. Make sure you say that. All right.
She has a weapon.
This lesson isn't for you, Alan. That's right. We're going to go Catholic style.
There's my knuckles.
All right. So the ideal pastor has some key characteristics, and we're going to explain them to you, Alan, just so you know what to look for. All right. The first, we're going to start with the strength of Samson, which starts with your hair. So, for those of us that don't know Samson, Samson was only strong because he didn't cut his hair. Back in the olden days, if you were a follower of the Jewish family, then you weren't supposed to cut your hair. And so he remained strong by not cutting his hair until there was a woman that came along in his life. So, Shannon, please don't cut his hair, all right? I don't. But seriously, when you follow the commandments of the Lord and you do as He says to do, like not cutting your hair, but not specifically not cutting your hair, then you're doing what He asks you to do. So that is one characteristic of an ideal pastor. Quit cheating. All right. The wisdom of Solomon, that's this right here, the brain. I'll try to be gentle.
Now's your time for that.
That's right. Right here. The Lord told Solomon that he would give him whatever he asked for if he asked for it. And King Solomon, the only thing that he wanted was wisdom so that he could lead his people. And so to be an ideal pastor, you have to have the wisdom of Solomon. And to this day, if I'm correct, Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived.
Right.
So there you go. That's the next characteristic. All right.
This is going to have to be really hard.
The courage of David. Right here in your heart. David was in the lion's den, and so he had to face the lions, but he was not afraid. He had courage because the Lord was with him. And so if you have the heart of David, then you will always remain courageous, even in the face of lions. But I'd like to say that none of us are lions, so hopefully you don't have to worry about that. The next... That's right. I've still got the stick, guys. The patience of Job, and that lies here in your stomach. So for those of us that have ever endured extreme... That's right. Not that kind of patience, Pastor Allen. No, we're not talking about what you eat. Don't worry. For those of us that have endured extreme pain from loss, we know that it affects us in the stomach. Whenever we're really upset, it just really makes your stomach turn. And Job lost a lot, and the Lord was testing him to see if he would still follow him even after the things that he removed from his life. And Job still remained strong up until the very end. And so having that kind of patience, enduring loss, and still trusting in the Lord makes your stomach turn. But then you have the stomach of Job, right? So there you go. The next is the skill of Luke. This one I actually had to research. So, don't move your hands. I'm going to hit him. All right. The skill of Luke. Luke, in the Bible, was a surgeon. He was a physician. I did not know this. I had to look it up. So, and there are some people that speculate that Luke actually was not a rich physician. He was a slave to begin with. And so I thought that you'd have to be a pretty skilled physician to go from slavery to being among Paul and some of the apostles. So have those kind of skilled hands, Pastor. But we won't. We'll leave the physician work to Shannon in that aspect. All right, two left. The endurance of Moses, and that ends with the knees. So for those of us that know Moses, he dealt with an extremely difficult group of people that he was leading. They're always one way or the other, and they could never make up their minds. And so Moses spent a great deal of time on his knees in prayer for his people because they were very
interesting people.
Interesting people, I guess. They were either all for Jesus or they were against Jesus, whichever the wind blew them to. And so Moses spent a great deal of time in prayer for them, as you do for us constantly. Well, we hope you do, if you're the ideal pastor. And then the last thing that we're going to look at on our lovely chart here is the agility of Zacchaeus. And that's the feet. So for those of us that know the song, this might make you laugh, but I'm going to try to say this as serious as I can. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree because the Lord, he wanted to see. All right, I'm sorry. I had to do it. So Zacchaeus is a little man, and he wanted to see the Lord so much that he climbed up into a sycamore tree, which was no easy feat because the sycamore trees are pretty tall. So you have to be that agile, Pastor, to be able to climb a tree. So now that we know all the characteristics that come with being an ideal pastor, I want you to go ahead and turn and look at the poster so that you know. No, not that poster. I wanted you to get a good look at the ideal pastor. So we'll pull out the other poster, Tommy. Show what an ideal pastor looks like. Yes.
This is for you.
I will.
Oh,
no.
Said, but wait,
Sunday school, I was only eight. Every week he would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when he said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.
Led me to the Lord, but someone like
God that sacrificed himself to others, and so we have a.
That's what we're laughing at.
Okay.
Yeah, we're laughing at you. I was thinking, sure you were laughing.
No. But you know, it's true that a pastor and his family gives so much of their time, their energy, their effort. So we, as a church, just wanted to give you a little something for our appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
The closet.
The closet of goodies.
The closet of goodies.
Be a big train towel.
Okay. I thought it was a bat.
And we know that you guys like shopping at Lowe's, so. This is the Barrows Resident, the 802 East 2nd in Eureka. And we have a gift card for $200 for
it. Aww. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to get lots of hugs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we didn't stop with Mr. Allen.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. Nice picture.
Oh no.
We had to get a little something for Josh. I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but Josh made this here in Vacation Bible School 1 year. And you know, he's a teenager now. He has his own car that he can have his dad help him work on.
I get to work on my house, I get to work on the car.
So we got Josh a little gift card from AutoZone.
Yay. All right.
And last but not least, this woman that is pastor's wife and also my stepdaughter-in-law, she can take a plant and... just a dead stick, basically, and turned into a beautiful flower. And so we got you something you can try to you can try to turn that into a just open line. But in all reality,
I have no idea how perfect that is.
No, it has
spiders.
Look at those spiders.
In reality,
wow. Yay!
Would you get some dead sticks?
Yay! I'll take dead sticks.
What is it?
I don't know. That's a crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle.
That is a crepe myrtle. Where did you get a crepe myrtle?
Just let him do his magic.
Okay.
Next.
But we didn't stop there. Oh,
wow.
That's a
rose.
The blush rose.
It is.
You're second place now.
I don't know if I'm digging holes for my grave this afternoon. Or digging holes.
Shannon, it's the Mary Poppins closet.
It's an Althea. I'm sorry, a rose of sharing. I apologize.
No, it's an Althea.
It is an Althea.
It is both.
It is both.
It is both.
Oh,
wow.
It's a stick.
And then we got a little more work to do.
Oh, my goodness.
We got the tulip bulb.
Yay! Yay!
And also, you'll be also receiving some irises. They're not dug up yet, but they will be. you'll have to plant them.
I will have to plant them.
This is all for you.
Yay! I knew that she'd be jealous of this one.
Yes, I am.
You can't have it, no.
I don't know, you can't
have it. Yay!
Now
you don't
have to think a while to top that.
No.
Tell them that one.
There's...
Oh, am I supposed to...
One more thing.
I have to
one more thing.
One more.
Oh, yes.
You have a special gift.
Yes,
you'll have to explain it.
Ronnie?
No, he'll know what it is.
I'm supposed to hand this to you. I'm very good at digging holes for myself. That I can't get out of, so. So I don't know if I'll use this to dig for Shannon's plant or for my grave or to put on the wall as a reminder.
Because I don't work Sunday nights anymore.
Maybe you can pass it off to Josh and say, get digging.
That's a good plan, Dave.
Before we dismiss, downstairs there's a cake with an anchor on it. Ask for to bless the man that is our go-between or a person that is uses to help us stabilize ourselves. And then above it, you'll see an anchor, your anchor that was that out there. We borrowed it.
All right,
we borrowed it, and it has loops that connect the anchor to a ship that represents God. And even though you're not the anchor, true anchor, the only anchor is Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's a tagline from the anchor to the ship that you are the tagline. You're the one that keeps the loops, the chain loops, in order. You're the one that keeps them to where they can pull the anchor up when it needs to come up. You're the one that keeps us connected with God. I mean, we can go directly to God, but you are that connection through us to keep us straight. And so that's downstairs. If you haven't seen it, you ought to at least take a look at it. Another announcement: there will be no service tonight. We want everybody to enjoy their families. We want Alan to enjoy his family, his wife, and dying son. He'll probably get a call from his daughter. It's time for them to enjoy. And so, if you would, let's all stand. The whole week, Alan will be off duty unless it's a truly, truly emergency. If it's something that you need help with, you can contact Deborah or myself or someone else here from the church, and we'll do the best that we can. But please honor this time that he will be off away from the church to give him time to rest and recuperate and come back rejuvenated. I'll be leading the service Wednesday night. Daryl will be leading the service Tuesday. Give someone else a call if you truly need some help or whatever, and let us step in place of that, Lord, in place of Alan. So as we close, I'll ask a blessing on not only the service that we have, but also the food downstairs. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We do thank you, Lord, for Pastor Alan and his wife and son and daughter, that the way for us at this time, Lord. We do thank you for all that they've done for us and through you, that they've showed us your glory, Lord, your honor. And so I just pray, Lord, you just help us, Lord, to realize that it's not about us.
Yes, Lord.
It's about you. It's about you. We are nothing without you in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
And even though we didn't have an official altar call, if anyone has that draw,
right,
to be drawn, to ask Jesus into your life, please don't leave here without asking someone. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to be with us. Help us to do your will. Be at the food downstairs that you use it to bless us and keep us, Lord. In Christ's name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.